call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now, 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
The NTSB is investigating a helicopter that went down in Manhattan's East River yesterday, killing five passengers. Now, the pilot is heard on a radio transmission saying, "Mayday, mayday," and they believe he had an engine failure. NYPD's Daniel Negro has more from the scene.
There were six people on the helicopter. The pilot freed himself. The other five did not. So police and fire divers entered the water and removed the other five.
A big race is happening tomorrow for a congressional seat in Pennsylvania. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Just after President Trump campaigned for Republican congressional candidate Rick Saccone, Democratic rival Conor Lamb was recruiting votes in Pennsylvania's coal country.
I'm proud to support the American Miners Pension Act because I believe that we have to keep our promises as a people.
The special election on Tuesday is seen as a key test of support for the president ahead of November's midterm elections.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A study finds most American women near retirement age haven't saved enough. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Research from George Washington University finds women are more financially at risk today than they were a generation ago. The reasons? High levels of debt and low savings levels. Transamerica says the median retirement savings balance among working women is $34,000. They say many women approaching retirement don't have that much or anywhere near as much of a nest egg as they'll need. What can be done if you're near retirement and you're a woman? Well, the experts say you might have to work past retirement. In the meantime, also lower your living costs and boost your savings.
Kevin Harvick raced his way to a third straight NASCAR Cup Series victory yesterday, holding off Kyle Busch and winning now for the ninth time at ISM Raceway near Phoenix, Arizona. Now, last week after Harvick's win in Las Vegas, there were two technical violations on his car, and one of those was actually pointed out to NASCAR by numerous people on social media. So this weekend, I was out at ISM Raceway, and I asked people, how much should social media play a role when it comes to policing NASCAR and helping out the officials?
I believe that they should communicate to the public what's really going on, you know, because they're right in front of everybody and they know more facts. And like with Kevin Harvick, I never would have known what happened if I didn't get that communicated to me somehow. So I'm all for it.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and it's so nice to have you watching in. And my guest today is Bart Jackson. I'm going to get to that in a second. Let me give you an update on the forecast if you happen to be in Central Jersey today. This afternoon, cloudy with a high near 41. Tonight, chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m., then snow with a low around 30. Snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches are possible. Tuesday, snow before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 1 and 2, a high of 45. Partly cloudy with a low around 25 on Tuesday night, then scattered snow showers after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high of 40 on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a low around 26 on Wednesday night, then partly sunny again with a high of 44 on Thursday, partly cloudy with a low of 26 Thursday night, then mostly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 41 and a low of 24. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 42 and then partly cloudy with a low of 28 on Saturday night. That's the weather if you happen to be in the area today on the 12th of March. And we're going to go to one quick break, and then we'll be right back for my interview with Bart Jackson. Stay with us. Thanks.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Thanks so much for watching in and listening in if you happen to be online. Okay, so my guest today is Bart Jackson. He's been on the show many times in the past, over the past 5 years, but this is the first time he's going to be here on our live stream. So welcome to our show, Bart.
Jeannie, it is wonderful to be here. I must apologize to your guests. I had no other face that I could bring with me. It's the only one. There was a great line from Abraham Lincoln, who said when he was called two-faced by one of the congressmen, and he looked at him and he said, "If I were two-faced, do you think I'd wear this one?" Which is much the way I feel.
Please stop. You look great. It's always good to have you here. Let's take a second for everybody to learn more about you. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I run Prometheus Publishing. I always say that I write stuff, publish other people's stuff. And what I basically do is I trot the globe and I find the most intriguing people and I try to hold them up to light in the very, very best of possible ways. And I got to tell you, that is one marvelous way to spend your time.
You're lucky.
Yes, I am indeed.
So, I want everybody to understand a little bit about Bart. He's one of the original editors for the US One paper, so he writes for them all the time, people all over the Mercer County and the surrounding areas of Central Jersey and so on know him and his work. How many countries have you traveled to at this point?
It's coming up to, it's 80-something at this point. We did keep track at one point, like most of my life, it gets to be a blur after a while. And throughout it all, I've been scribbling. I've often said that I have, like every author, I have about 100 books started, which is not, which is a heck of a lot more than the dozen books that I have finished and gotten published. And it's an awful lot less than the thousands of articles that have I've landed in magazines. All over from Cairo today.
It's incredible. It really is incredible. And then he also is a publisher. So he has a line of business books, nonfiction business books, leadership titles. And then now let's talk about the Art of the CEO radio show that you're a host of.
You're very kind. The Art of the CEO was an attempt to bring out all of many of the business leaders who really had something to say that you could take away and take home. We all look at CEOs as sort of these, unless you are one, you look at them as this amorphous group of people who landed what they do, who landed in their jobs by some sort of mysterious means. And we wanted to show that here is what CEOs do, here's what they are. And the one thing I can say, Jeannie, is, I have traveled all over this year, terrestrial orb. I have met CEOs, and I have met leaders, and I've met players, that is, people who are doing interesting things from all over, and the one thing they have in common is absolutely nothing whatsoever.
Really?
They are not all happy. They are not all intelligent. They are not all of anything.
Tell more. I'm interested very much.
They are individuals.
I idolize CEOs. I just immediately assume that they are just got it all. So this is interesting.
They are like every single one of us. They have immense strengths somewhere. And the way that they are got to be CEO is that they maneuvered the strengths that they did have into a position that was needed. Hmm. And what one of the things I want to talk about today when we get to the CEO of yourself is that virtually everyone has something in there. They have a few marvelous assets that are just waiting for that niche, that place where they can be brought out to the best. So are they better than you? No. Are they luckier than you? Not necessarily. Most of the people I know have lives that I don't envy whatsoever.
I want to talk about this. I really want you to know. Okay. One thing we're talking about with Bart Jackson today, and we're going to get to it, is his new book coming out just any day, any minute now, called The CEO of Yourself. But the way that book came about, which he's going to tell us more about, goes back to his radio show, The Art of the CEO, and the CEOs that he has interviewed over all these years. Tell everybody about your radio show for a second. When does it air, and how do people find out about it?
The Art of the CEO is a radio show that takes what I call the players. Some of them are indeed CEOs. We've had the CEO of everything from Wawa to NASDAQ to Google on it one time. And some of them are advisors, and some of them are what I call players, people who do amazing things. We have somebody who has found a whole way to stop the storm surges that are coming out, and he's sailing a boat around this entire North America to tell people how to do it and raising funds. We have the GPS girl who has 450 million people listening to her, a seventh generation.
That is
voice.
The coolest thing, though, because you've interviewed the woman who is the voice of the GPS. Like, that is so funny to me. I mean, hello, that's like so cool. And you did that when GPSs were just coming out, by the way. So
yeah,
you
right.
knew her. You knew her when.
yes, that's right. But the point is that there are people who are really doing fascinating things, mm-hmm. who are running amazing enterprises. And when I put the I wrote a book called The Art of the CEO. And the way I like to write books on business is I collaboratively compile them. I gather a lot of folks from a lot of different for The Art of the CEO, I got a lot of CEOs.
And so that's how they do it as well.
Right. And we talk.
That's a different book.
Mm-hmm. Got their advice. Put it together, and when it was finished, all of them said, "Well, I have more I want to say." And then we started selling it. The readers said they want to hear more, so we started the radio show. And my guiding lights and forces behind all of that radio show and getting it going, and editing the host and so much of it was Jeannie Murphy herself.
Oh, please. Where did you go?
She is a fountain of ideas. So what you need to do is you need to take the three best public relations ideas that you've had, come to Jeannie, give them to you, she'll multiply them by 10.
So what?
That's a business.
I did not know you were going to do that. That's not supposed to happen, but thank you. Okay, we're going to go to our first break. It's already 1:15, or 1:13, actually. I did not expect that, so we're going to go to our break. It's just three quick commercials, and then we're going to come back and talk to Bart about Bart and the Art of the CEO and the CEO of Yourself. You're going to love this, so stay with us, and thanks for listening in and watching.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. It's Monday. We're doing a special Talented People today with Bart Jackson because of the snowstorm last week. But just so you know, it's so weird to be here on a Monday at 1 o'clock when I'm used to Wednesdays, which Talented People show runs on Wednesdays, 3 to 4. Invite you to listen in on Wednesdays. But for today, this is so special that we took advantage of the opportunity to have the studio. So Bart Jackson, as we were talking on, he is one of the original editors for the US One paper, which is a very prominent paper in the Central Jersey, Princeton area, all surrounding in that area, Somerset County, Mercer County. And then he's the publisher of a number of leadership, self-help, nonfiction titles, including The Art of the CEO, which is one of the titles that actually led him into a radio show. The book, The Art of the CEO, he uses compilations and interviews a number of CEOs and leaders, as he calls them, people who are doing special things. And then that led to the radio show. So tell us about the radio show. How does someone go to watch the radio?
It's on live on several stations. It streams over many internets. From iTunes to Buzzsprout, but the easiest way to get all the episodes and download them as you want and see the index, just go to theartoftheceo.com, theartoftheceo.com.
And sign up for the newsletter so you'll get an email before the show
shot. If you sign up for the newsletter, you always get one of the quips such as, our CEO says he believes in hiring people smarter than himself. Alas, in his case, it's impossible to do otherwise.
I like the one he had about the holidays, Christmas, and the price goes up.
Oh, yes. Well, put a sale sign beside it and a Santa's hat on top of it, and you can sell it for anything you want, my friend.
I love those quips. Okay. So let's go back to The Art of the CEO for a second, and I want you to tell a story of one of your favorite CEOs that you interviewed and what happened with them.
Well, The Art of the CEO, which comes out every Tuesday at 2 p.m., a new episode. We find strange and wonderful people, and sometimes more strange than wonderful. We have great fun on the interview show. We just absolutely laugh and rollick all the way through it.
It's so great.
But we find people who are doing something interesting, who have an amazing enterprise that they've undertaken in some way. And now imagine, if you will, I think I've told this story before, but if you want, we were talking about CEOs before and their character and so forth. Imagine, if you will, you're 18 years old. You stand in front of Atlantic City Electric, and you look in front of the door, and you walk toward Atlantic City Electric. Then you walk around behind the end of the building. You put on an orange jumpsuit, and you get on top of a lawnmower and you start cutting the lawns for Atlantic City Electric because you're 18 and that's your first job.
That's the job you got, right?
And no one in your family, including you, has ever been to college before. 18 years later, now here's the good part. 18 years later, you walk up to Atlantic City Electric again. This time you're wearing a suit. You push through the front door. Everyone says hello to you. You nod to your secretary, open the president's door, and sit in your office chair. Ken Parker, he did exactly that. He was an amazing man. And so I asked him, Ken, how did you get there? And he gave me all the hard work stuff. And finally, I found out he did something very interesting. He concentrated totally on the job at hand. But what he did was every job he undertook, He would go to, let's say he was in, when they weren't, put him in the shipping department. He went to everybody whose job that contacted, connected with in some way, touched, that job touched. And he took a notebook in his hand and he took a pen and he would say, okay, Jeannie, now, I'm working over shipping and I want to make sure I get this right for you. And, cause I know I can help you. So you tell me. And then Jeannie would answer and they could see Ken taking notes from
Wow.
And the other thing, my friend.
I love that.
So that's the
He
tip,
actually
that's
walked the around all the different departments and kind of like wanted to know everything.
Learned
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, though, he then went around and fulfilled it. Thank you very much. He didn't just say, it wasn't just a ploy. He backed it up with real life action. And this is the kind of gentleman who rose quickly. And then he went from Atlantic City Electric real quick. He went to he was bought by a which is to the head of their subsidiary, and Joe Riley was the CEO and chair of that. And Joe said I knew Ken was the man, and he says, and he has one CEO saying, because I've had Joe and I've talked to him, and he said, I view myself as a successful CEO based on not how many decisions I make, but how few I have to.
Oh, that's one of your aha moments.
That's
what is
it?
It's a quill pen moment, as
a
you said.
A quill pen moment, yes. That's we use this often on the radio show. It's one of these things. There are timeless truths, and I think there is something about taking a pen and sitting down and jotting down a truth when you hear it. And it impresses it on your mind like nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No iPhone comes close.
Right. I agree completely. That is just so great. So come on. Tell us one of your favorite stories, another one like that.
We have to. Oh, my. We have hundreds of them. But there was one, I think that there was, fellow named Howard Stokel. He started Wawa, he was the CEO of Wawa. And Wawa was one of a whole series of convenience stores that came out of nowhere. And they did something that I thought was very interesting. They gave every person in the every single person who worked for them, they gave them a connection going right up to the top. You could talk to the CEO. And as a result, do you know why Wawa started selling coffee? They started selling coffee because some guy brought in coffee, his own coffee, and opened it up, started drinking it. Everyone says, oh, my, that coffee sounds great. Do you have some? So he sold his thermos, and then it went right up to the top, and instantly they put it out.
Which is what most people go to Wawa for their coffee, you know.
But there's also something else. I mean, that's the trick. That's the technique. Behind all techniques are the spirit. People go to Wawa more as a destination than they do to the competing ones.
Right.
And the reason why is because there is a warmth that comes from the company down, a personal, we use the term corporate culture nowadays. The truth is they make it as a gang of people who are everybody's pulling on the same rope.
It makes such a difference. Well, just the fact that you said that he was approachable by anybody at any level, because a lot of people watching the show right now are thinking about where they work. I mean, I've seen it when I walked into offices where there are people who don't even look up at you, period.
Right.
Like if they're above you, they don't even look at you. Or when you're walking through, you're not supposed to say hi, or you're not supposed to be like, you know, fraternizing with the upper management. But those are CEOs that actually welcome that. I love that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the corporate culture.
And there are many, many leaders who do that. And the truth is, I think more people do than don't. It's when they become, when they personally become a slave to some sort of protocol that they believe. We have formatted pathways that we are sold about this is the way to be successful. One of the famous ones, you've heard this one, is you got to be tough. You got to be ruthless to get to the top. You got to be able to will to stomp on people.
I can't stand it. And
frankly, Scarlett,
I just don't get it. I couldn't work like that.
Really, there are people who are.
I know there are. That's why I can't stand it.
There are
I feel bad for the people who have to work for people like that.
Yeah, but there are also people who are redhead who are successful and people who are redhead who are not successful. There's no correlation in being a tough SOB
right.
or being a nasty SOB. What, as I say, the one thing that I have seen about people who run a venture is that they fall in love passionately with that venture, and they may be very disciplined or not. They may have to hire somebody to be disciplined for them. And they may have a real concern and compassion for people, or they may forget other people exist. And
when you're talking to your CEOs on the Art of the CEO show, do you find this personality every now and then that it's just kind of like the CEO, narcissistic CEO, like the real commander that's not willing to like, or is it more like you actually disarmed by the fact that they're really just normal people who are doing a great job?
There are some that really, really want to suck all the oxygen out of the room because they believe, and here's the myth, they believe that for me to rise, you must fall. And what the real truth of it is, to be a CEO, that is the chief executive officer, the very fact that you're chief, the very term C stands for the fact that there are others behind you, that they're all, you have a huge support team. That in theory, chief executive officer means there are other executive officers on your team. And you better be able to play well. What was the great
That's
line
cool.
of Jeff Bezos? He said, you know, my uncle told me, pulled me aside, and he says, you know, sometimes it's better to be kind than to be clever. And I've always liked that.
I love that.
And, you know, and it works out. There was my wife's husband has a saying that one strong, ambition-filled person can climb the highest mountain, and one compassionate person with all his supporters can move it.
Ah,
and,
nice.
And that's what
I like that.
So if you want to move,
tell your wife's husband that's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, right.
All right. So now we can kind of go into you've taken so many years, interviewed hundreds and thousands of people, written hundreds and thousands of articles, got to know so many different types of people. And then all of a sudden your new book, The CEO of Yourself, comes along. How did that, where did that come from?
Well, it's sort of nice. You see, if you have absolutely no talent yourself, you can traipse around the globe and find people who do. So everyone looks good to me.
Oh.
It was like when I didn't drive. I thought everyone drove well. And what happened was when I first started the show, it occurred to me that everyone wants to sort of catch the spirit of the chief executive officer. And so I put in a little thing. I said, the good Lord, one of my utensils for the show.
It's an awesome show, yes.
That today, the good Lord has gifted you with a chief, with a title and privileges of chief executive officer of yourself. And since that's the most important position you'll ever hold in your career, allow me to ask, will this be the day that you, for example, dust off your dreams, pull them down, take a look and take one step toward fulfillment? Or will you continue to say that my to-do list and my routine is more important? And I would give something, some little talk like that. And people wanted to hear about that. Some of the listeners would say, what are you talking about, CEO of yourself, and so forth. And so I decided that I should gather all of the, I would gather these together, and I gathered the short sayings. And that wasn't enough. People really needed to have a book because, and so I wrote The CEO of Yourself, which really gets down to the real business of building the self and getting the better life that you know is out there. There, whatever it is, so many of us, you just know there's a better way, there's a better life out there. You want to grab it, you want to seize it, and you should, you can. And I thought, what better way to do it? There's a lot of quickie self-help books, you know, the five easy theses, and the seven steps to, there's a technical term for that, manure. Anyone who is selling you salvation or fulfillment with 10 commandments or 15 minutes a day is lying.
What is it?
The truth is that it's a journey. If you look at the term CEO of yourself, That's exactly what you are. There was a poem written by Humphrey that says, I am the master of my fate, the captain of my soul. Well, son, no, you're not. You may be the captain of your soul, but you are not the master of your fate. And this is where the CEO comes in. On top of every CEO sits a board of directors. And for you, personally, fate sits smilingly on your board chair, and you get handed down this flow of circumstances. Beethoven goes deaf. Joe Ciola comes out and starts a business and sells 1,000 of them before he even has a product. Things go up, they go down.
Beethoven was deaf?
Yes, he went deaf.
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yes, sadly.
That is a perfect example of the fate on your board thing. Because, I mean, I would use an F word right now if I could, based on the fact that that would really S, as in Sam word, if you were Beethoven. Yeah. But what did he do, make lemonade out of lemons or what?
Actually, what he did was he said, you can't hear it, you're deaf. Huh? It's about what you're right. So people would say, Ludwig, and you go, actually, what he did do, he spent a lot.
Oh, I'm glad we got that. Somewhere I'm going to have that picture of you doing that.
He spent his time hiding a lot inside because he couldn't let people know that he was deaf.
Was he still writing?
Yes, he was composing.
Because he could tell.
Remembered,
right.
He remembered.
Oh, my God, I did not know that.
Trumpets sound good like this, so we should put the drums in. Imagine what you, the tenacity that took. I mean, it's. There is more tenacity in that than there is hate flowing out of the Tea Party. It's an amazing thing. And so as I say, fate is going to flow at you
right.
The circumstance. So what your job is for yourself is to take what fate flows at you, what is comes down from your board of directors, and make the very, very best of it. And
so in your book, how do you do that?
Well, it starts – it's a tough journey. It's not for the easy. In fact, in the book we have what we call broccoli moments. All this self-help is paved with donuts. And I say, I'm here to strew broccoli over a road paved with donuts. Broccoli is really very, very good for you. It's very good for you. But it's not always the most tasty, and it's not what you want. There are moments like this. And behind every NFL touchdown pass thrown, there's the broccoli moment of thousands and thousands of push-ups and exercises that went so you can throw the ball. That's what I'm saying. You have to view yourself as an enterprise. This, I want to do anything else. One of the people I think who did this best, a fellow named John Goddard, at age 12, this is back in 1950, wrote down 100 things he wanted to do. In his life, he wrote them out. And to show that, one of them was to learn touch typing. Another was to meet the president. Another was to paddle the Nile from source to mouth, which he did. Another was to live with gypsies and so forth. So he turned his whole life into an exploration. And your whole life is an exploration. It's a banquet. And there's so much out there for you that you can seize. And the first step, if I could just, you want to develop principles, you want to develop the yourself into the character that you want to be, but the very first thing that you have to do as CEO of yourself, and that's what I'd like to spend some time on today, is realize just how bloody marvelous you really are. Your marvelous self, you've got it. All the people who are the...
See, if you get a book like this, you can have Bart cheering you on. I'm like, all right, go ahead. I love it.
Well, I mean, here, for example, if you just take, as I say in the book, I say, take a tour around the warehouse. Find your strengths. There's three things I serve you. One is strengths, things that you're good at. You may be physically coordinated. You may have a mind that picks up. You may be, instead of an athlete, you may be a mathlete. You may be very good with numbers. Right. And
you could be creative, people who never realize their talent for creating, meaning if they could be artists, then all of a sudden they've got a really great... I'm just thinking that way because I know a lot of times people, like you said, they don't realize what they do.
No.
You have to
no.
find it. Like you said... it was funny because you said take a walk out to the warehouse. You're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Being the CEO of yourself. You take an assessment. You have your board.
Right.
And then basically you're going to take a look around the warehouse, find out what you do well.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just making sure they catch up with us.
And so, I mean, we use the business method for this. The business is the way cultures, our Homo sapiens get things done.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we start with a project. We have it in mind, and we put it. We start putting it together. We enlist the aid of others, and so forth. The business method is wonderful because it expects failure. So you start all over again. It doesn't work. You fail. Your time's wasted. You pick it up. You start over again.
So you're saying a person has this happen to them as well.
I'm sure we do. I know a woman and her husband who started, who had a brilliant idea to get golf gloves to sell them to online and for, and they had in the endorsement of, at the time, the top golf pro. And it was beautiful. They had the golf pro's endorsement. They were selling these gloves. Everything went well. And then fate. The guy who endorses, misses a 12-inch putt or whatever it is.
On an Easter Sunday when everybody was watching.
Rips off, looks at the gloves, rips off the gloves, throws them down, and stamps on them. And you want to know, and I watch him. It was like Beethoven going bloody
death. That is true.
The sales stopped from that moment.
And the board of directors were like totally gone. That's a funny story. Yes. And I know that story. I've heard it before.
That's a very good co-host of mine on this show that happened to. And anyway, it's just one of these things. And
fate.
At any rate, but it comes out. It comes at you. But this is in business. You expect things to fail,
that's
and you go
cool.
through them. And
You're
so
right.
This is why I pick CEO of to be the chief executive officer, because fate hands you stuff. Failure's going to happen. It's not a smooth course. It's not. And the other thing, it ain't a recipe. Life isn't a recipe. And the whole thing. So let's talk. But let's take this tour around yourself, okay?
Yeah, I'm totally into it. And you still have at least 7.5 minutes till our break. Go ahead.
Okay. And we all deal with limitations. As a great man once said, a man's got to know his limitations. And then he shot him in the forehead or whatever. wonderful movie. Anyway, the thing that made this, that makes you, yourself, most people don't make the choices they have available to them because they don't think the choices are theirs to make, or they don't see them as choices to begin with. We do have this. So tour yourself. Take a look at your strengths. And, for instance, find the things you're good at. Then find something else. Find what I call proclivities. These are things that you tend to do. Things that you, when you come to a new place, for instance, you come to a new place, the first thing you may do is, I just can't wait to get outside and run into the woods or take a walk along the nature path. Find things, those things that you really do, that you do enjoy. I just love searching through and crawling along the underside of all the extensions on my computer or something like that. That's a proclivity. That's something that's a tropism you have that you lean toward. And the reason they're important is because we tend to lean toward things that we're good at. And so this is a strength you have. And
I'm thinking of myself like how I like to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but I do know that once I get going on, I like to be outside and do things. Like, I wish I actually was a construction worker outside, flag or something. I'm just following you along. CEO of yourself.
That's good. Yes.
No, because I know what I like to do I know what I do, but I'm trying to think of things that I tend to do.
I was going
to
be construction. They offered me a hard hat, and then they looked at me again and they said, well, give it back. You have nothing to protect.
Sorry. I'm really seriously. I'm living your book right now.
And you have interests.
Right.
For instance, you may have been the one that took Uncle Sam's computer apart and put it back together and shows the apps and shows them how to work it. You may be the one, for instance, that everybody turns to and tells their problems to. All right. Now, that happens in your life. So you ask why. Well, probably because you have a good way of communicating with people, which, and you also have the ability to come up with either sympathy or solutions as needed that they want to hear. So you have a way. So that's a skill. You see it. And the thing is, we don't recognize a lot of these things as skills because we end up with this career box. You know, all right, Jeannie, you're a marketer. All right, Bart, you write stuff. All right, so that's what. But think about this. I had this is a story of actually one of the people I had on the show. She was one of the top attorneys. She's top attorneys for dealing with a major problem. I can't tell you whether it was a national problem, and she was head of the whole consortium of all the businesses that was supposed to handle it. And she had an assistant with her. Now, this person who was the head attorney, Cindy had she knew all the words, she knew all the legal terms, and she would reword a brief or a deposition, and it really sang, and it was great. She had an assistant who was not that way at all. He was the one, Jeff, he was always off schmoozing. He was talking to the other people, just smoking around. And one day at a convention, she always thought this was just his antics, as she called them. One day she saw him at the convention floor. He had four guys around him. They're all leaning in toward Jeff. And he's telling stories about sports failures and idiots on the gridiron. And in the middle of it, he tosses out a few things. And then the following Monday, Cindy gets a call from one of the guys that Jeff was talking to. Cindy had known these guys. These were three of the four of them were top manufacturers in the country. One of them called Cindy and said he would like to hear about her work, and he had a problem he'd like to discuss with her. Why? Because Jeff, by the way, in all this schmoozing, was as loyal as he was agile-tongued, and he would pass out, he would tell about Cindy's great triumphs as part of his stories. And she said, I just thought this was chatter. I never saw this as a skill. Why did she see it as a skill? Because it isn't what had moved her ahead.
Right, wasn't
she
her skill.
She had been moved ahead, was the perfect pen. Mm-hmm. And so what really is the difference? You have to find everything that you've got that's an asset. If you are a CEO and you go to the warehouse and you say, you know, let's say you make phosphate, and over in the corner you find a bag. You find in the corner you find 2,000 bags of salt. All right, do you say, well, we make phosphate, so we're going to use it? No, you say that's an asset. I'll use it somehow. I don't know what for, but I'll use it. That's an asset. This is what you have to do with yourself.
I love it.
Find those things.
All right, 2 minutes. I want you to tell us before we go to break, what is a default mode?
Okay. Default mode is, unfortunately, where far, far too many of us live. It is, as I said before, most people do not become CEOs of themselves because it's a matter of choice. The choice, my friend, is truly yours. They don't make the choice. All life presents choices to you. Every situation that comes at you is a choice for you to make, a decision for you to make. Now, and there are beggars at your door who say, that convince you, well, you want to be a good Christian, you want to be a good patriot, you want to be a good, you want to put my deodorant under your arms. These are persuaders. But the truth is, the choice is yours. And look at your choice. Every situation you're going to make today, that's yours to make. You can make that choice. And it is, this gives you an immense amount of power. Unfortunately, most of us don't. We flop into what we call default mode and let someone else make the decision. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples now.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get up at 6:30 because my boss wants everyone there at 8:30 before work begins. All right. So you have shrugged off. Says who? Your boss doesn't give a flying hoot about what time you greet the glorious morn. He says, I'd like you here at 8:30. everything else. You could even get up at 6. You could talk with your children, pretend they exist, find out what they're like, and you take the phone that they're texting on, you put it beneath your heel, and you stomp on it gently, and then say, "Now, what have you been doing today, Irving?" And Irving's glazed eyes will realize that he is a father, or whatever. And the other thing. Now, here's another one. Oh, I'd love to come. I'll give you the female one first and the male.
Okay.
The female. I'd like to come join you, but Johnny has soccer practice that day, and they want all the they like to have all the parents there to watch. All right, Mom, soccer mom. Now let's just think that for a moment. Have you asked Johnny if he wants you hovering over his shoulder?
Excuse me.
And
did you need something? Hold on 1 second. Let's go to our break real quick. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and we just have to figure out what they're looking for real quick. So let's do that real quick. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Golf club. That's so funny. All right. So I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio streaming live. And my guest today is Bart Jackson. We've been talking about his book that's out. It's called The CEO of Yourself. And he kind of explained that all your businesses are run and are expected to fail and have to regroup and start over again and re-strategize. And that's what your life is as the CEO of yourself. You have a board, but your board is actually fate, which you don't have control of, which I love. He told us to take a walk around the warehouse and get to know all of the different moving parts of the business and then to find your strengths. We found out the default mode is what you were talking about last mm-hmm. before the break. So go ahead and continue. We're giving us an example.
Yeah, well, people sort of resign themselves into default mode, and it's only the perception that you don't have the choice. For instance, as I said, the soccer mom says, "Well, I can't go with you because all of the they expect all the mothers there." So think a minute, Mom. This choice is yours. Are they want you there? First of all, have you asked Johnny if he wants you hovering over his shoulder? As a kid who played all these sports, loved them, my parents never came, and I was thankful for his bloody hand. I didn't need
That's an interesting
hovering.
Perspective.
No, a kid really
no it's funny that you say that. It was like you were glad that your parents were never there, which is so funny. Because, I agree with you. There is definitely a personality that doesn't stop to think, do they really care if I go today or not? Because we put pressure on ourselves. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, and so they, and also soccer mom, Are you just doing it because all the others are doing it? You know, like you tell your kid not to do, all the other mothers show up, so I have to show up. I mean, the choice. Mom,
no, what would the guy say?
Okay, here's the guys. Guys at a bar. He's having drinks with the guys. Two more come in. Everyone starts yucking it up. It's a great time. They're having fun. All of a sudden, he pulls on and goes, geez. Yeah. My wife was really stuck on the floor. I got to get back now. So my wife, my priest, my mommy, my dog, frankly, Scarlett, it doesn't make any difference. The truth is, nobody really, I mean, are they really caring that you are not there at the moment? Or are you all of a sudden, is there some real issue deep inside you, son, that says having fun is something that I should feel guilty about?
No, so I get you. That's the default mode.
Party on is
right.
What I'm saying.
Well, it's almost like expectations, and you don't just clear that out of your inventory.
No, right? Exactly. You've got to clear that out. And I would say, you know, part of that board, by the way, we all of us carry around a mental board of directors which sit within us. And it may be that really pesky girl in grammar school that got all the attention. Or it may be some great, I want to be like Bill Gates, you know. And I had loftier aims. I wanted to be like Hugh Hefner.
I don't think you're alone on that.
And no, it was not alone. But anyway, rather than accepting some prefix menu of some ideal of somebody else.
It's very hard to do. I mean, it's hard to break those kind of like habits of letting outside influences. You do. If you're going to be the CEO of yourself, then you have to start somewhere. And I want you to tell me, I want to know what's so marvelous.
What's so marvelous?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here is I'm going to give you one very simple example of what's so marvelous about yourself. You have far more abilities than any one job title can hold you. You're going to get hired. So often we hire people because, you know, all right, you're very good with computers, so we're going to get you doing some analytics. And you get chosen like the shark fin. And it's like the Chinese shark fin soup where they cut off the fin and throw all the rest of the beautiful, magnificent animal away. This is how people tend to get hired. They get hired for one of their many abilities. You're not some seller startup, my friend. You are literally a whole corporation with all these skills and strengths and interests that you have to find. And in your career, here's the way to find it. Don't think of what you can do that's strong in a job. Think of the contribution you're making in your career, and this opens up new doors. Here's what I'm talking. Madonna came to to New York City as a singer. As a dancer originally, and she found out dancing was hard work. But then she wasn't getting anywhere where she wanted to be. So she stopped back and she says, "Am I a dancer? Or am I?" And she stepped back and she said, "I am a provider of avant-garde entertainment, So she took singing lessons. She got herself to be a singer. She got the costumes that matched. She worked out her own choreography, got help with that, hired a personal trainer, I might say, to keep her in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but my point is, she said she looked at the contribution she was making rather than, and this opened up a whole new realm of ways for her to use her career. One of my favorites is a mutual friend of ours, Sharon Mann. Do we have time for this?
Love her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here, this is, I think, the perfect example. Bright young girl, Sharon Mann, gets her law degree, goes to one of the top for law firms in New York. They see her talent, scoop her up, and boom, plunk her on the desk. Say, go for it, Sharon. Well, Sharon was a good lawyer and is a good lawyer, but Sharon also was this marvel, like Jeff, the schmoozer. She would talk to everybody, and she was constantly bringing other people in, and so they they brought, she would bring in all these people, paying customers, to the law firm. And in her rookie year, first year starting out, she brought in more new business to the law firm.
I believe it. She's queen.
Any other two veteran partners combined.
Wow.
So did they give her a reward? Yeah, law is a very Procrustean.
Well, your point being that she knows what she's good at, and that she's a provider of extraordinary networking, kind of in a professional manner. So that basically, by her communication and hanging around her people, then she was bringing in more business at the end of the day than they ever had. I bet.
Yeah.
We only have 2 minutes left, and I need you to tell us. We love Sharon Monmon Consulting. Right. You can find Sharon anywhere online, I'm sure. Tell us about the end. Last thing for everybody to know about the CEO of yourself.
The CEO of yourself. If you want to get the book, if you want to sign up for it and have it delivered to you, you go to bartsbooks.com. That's bartsbooks.com. And you can find it there among some of the other books, and you can even get the quips, which will allow you to pull some arsons from and pull a really good little quip or business bon mot that will help your fellow chain gangers.
Make you laugh for this day and think. All right, the other thing, don't forget to go to Bart's Books or theartoftheceo.com and sign up for the newsletter and to find out about other shows that Bart has. You can watch the archives or listen to archives from all of those interviews with CEOs. So, last words, last bit of advice.
Okay. General Andrew Jackson, or President Andrew Jackson, died. A reporter comes to his old house, the Hermitage, where he died, and he greets the old family retainer at the door, and he says, "Well, do you think your master's going to heaven?" And the retainer looks at it, thinks about General Jackson and this tough-as-nails demeanor, and he says, "Well, who's going to stop him? May the same be said of you."
Ah, very nice. Yes. Who's going to stop you? Be the art of the CEO of yourself. All right, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People signing off. Hope you have a wonderful day, and see you in a couple days on Talented People, 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.